A year on, and there's still no sign of Mark Manning. We're here today based on some information that we've been given. We've got some anonymous information via Crime Stoppers to indicate that Mark has been subject to crime and has been murdered. We're treating it with the utmost seriousness, as you'd expect. And part of that information suggests that this is a location that Mark may well be. So we're here to see whether Mark's body is actually here or not.
That information came through Crime Stoppers. I'm guessing that you would appeal to those people who left that information, or that person, it could be just one person, to come forward with more.
Yes, anybody. I'm appealing to anybody that's got any information at all to contact either us directly or through Crime Stoppers. And those that have contacted Crime Stoppers already, I'm really, really interested and keen for them to make contact with us again, either through Crime Stoppers or preferably directly with my team.
What was it that initially led you to take this from a missing persons inquiry to a murder investigation?
Well, Mark Manning's lifestyle was relatively settled. He was very much a family man. He had never been reported missing before. He's got no signs of any depression or anything like that, which would indicate potential for taking his own life. There's certainly nothing to indicate that whatsoever. He was regularly in contact with his family, and unusually, the phones, he had two mobile phones, both of which went off the network at roughly the same time, just after he was last seen. There's been no movement on any of his bank accounts whatsoever. And no trace since he was reported missing. So add all those things together, and on top of that, the information that he's been killed leads me to believe that unfortunately is the case.
Obviously a very difficult time for his family. How have they reacted to this new information?
Well, the family have been devastated from day one. When I first met them last year, and I broached the subject that this is a possibility, clearly devastating news. The fact that he's not returned and they haven't seen him for over a year is devastating in itself, but the thought that he may be subject to crime is clearly unbearable for them. And they're just desperate to find out exactly what's happened to Mark and where he is.
Are they clinging to the hope that he may possibly still be alive?
Yes, they are. I suppose like any family who haven't got the answers in terms of where Mark is, they are certainly clinging to the hope that Mark may be out there somewhere. And for them, you know, I hope he is. But all the information that I've got at the moment, at this time, indicates to me that is not the case.